All right. Dimmu Borgir has unleashed the forces of Northern Lights knights upon the world in April 28th. Can you share a few details about this release?
Well, yeah, what can I say? I don't know where to start, really. I mean, it is definitely a highlight of the career, you know, for the two biggest shows we have done. But this was also recorded in 2011 and also 2012. So but it's really great to finally get the results and sit home and take off the plastic and just kind of, you know, finally we have released it upon the world, and also we can share it with all the people that was not part of the two shows, you know. So it's definitely a great achievement for us as a band, and I'm very proud of this. And it also is to me a big power statement, you know, of what Dimmu Borgir can do, you know.
If I
So
miss, yeah, sorry.
yeah, I'm really proud of it. So it turned out great, and it seems like with all the different editions that are released, I think the feedback I have seen so far is overwhelming great, and yeah, that's what I can.
If I may say so myself, the result is absolutely glorious.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that so much. Thank you. And
Awesome.
yeah, I think also especially for the limited Airbook edition, it's really a great product, you know, with includes the both of the shows, including the Blu-rays and also the audio CDs, including a 48-page booklet, you know. So it's
A treat.
something really special for the fans that has been waiting for a long time. So hopefully people will like it. Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. The Forces of Northern Night was something that Dimmu Borgir has been working for about 5 years now. What caused that big delay?
There's many factors involved here. It was originally meant to be released after we did the concert, but due to our contracts with the label and also the commitment Dimmu Borgir were doing at that time with all the live concerts we were booking, it was meant to be delayed, you know. So, and then just time is flying and we have other stuff to do. And yeah, it took a long time, to be honest with you, to get this out, but at least the final result is great. And there's many different factors why this delay have happened. So
Okay. While watching the DVD, I noticed some of the orchestra members were having the time of their life on your set.
yes.
Others not as much. A lot of people, including me, have this question: what do the orchestra members you work with really think about Dimmu Borgir's music?
I think that for some of the people, they are very conservative and maybe don't like this style of music, and they are going out of their own comfort zone to do something completely different. Some people like it, and some people don't. But yeah, I agree with you. It was really funny to see how some of the people in the orchestra reacted to be a part of this live show, and they seem to really, really enjoy it. Also, after the shows we have done with them, they always, you know, a lot of people come up to us and say like, "Oh, this has been a great experience," and this is something that, you know, totally different from what they normally do, you know. So in general, I think most of them really enjoyed it, but as I said, there are still some people who are very conservative, you know. So.
Okay. What is it like to work with people, you know, of such varying music tastes, ages? I mean, an orchestra has what, 100 people or so? What is it like to work with so varying people?
Well, it's definitely a different experience for us when we first used this Cork Orchestra in on the recording of the previous album Abrahadabra, and you know, it is all this, yeah, they're different from ages, you know, old people to young people. And but as I said before, it's great for some of them and maybe not for all of them, but at least we have a really good conductor who converts all our ideas into orchestration notes, and it's really inspiring to see how they play music, because they play music by notes, you know. And Dim Borgir as a band, we play by memory, you know. So it's like a combination of two different worlds are coming together as one, mm-hmm. you know. And it's definitely a different experience. But I'm really humble, and it's just to make this achievement for us as a band, you know, after working hard and disciplined for over 25 years, we have dedicated our lives to Dimmu Borgir, and it was, of course, a really special moment for us to be on stage and also to work with such a professional team, you know, with all these people involved. It was, of course, over 100 people on stage, but there is also a lot of people behind the scenes for this to make such a big event happening, you know. It's probably maybe 150 people involved in the process, you know. So I have to say that I truly admire both the orchestration and also the choir for their discipline, you know, mm-hmm. and professionality, you know.
Yeah. Is that kind of huge production something we can expect in the future from Dimmu Borgir?
Well, in Dimmu Borgir, you can expect the unexpected. Hmm. That's how we want it to be, and that's how it will be in the future. So it's really hard to predict exactly what we're going to do and what we're not going to do, but yeah, this might happen again, actually. And we'll come up with something different and maybe even bigger next time. We'll see. We'll time will tell, you know?
Yeah, all right. So what sort of media besides music influenced Dimmu Borgir? Like books, movies? Is there any works specifically you want to mention?
Inspiration for Dimmu Borgir can be so many different things, you know, everything from daily life to reading a newspaper to watching a movie to see what's going on in the world, you know. And every album is also very linked to a certain time period of your life, and what you make there and then is something totally adjustable to the time you are in, you know, so to speak. But there is no limitations for our inspiration, you know. It can be everything.
Mm-hmm. What's your opinion of today's black metal scene? Any cool black metal artist you are fond of right now?
Yeah, I try to keep up with what's going on in the scene, and for me it seems like the black metal scene is stronger than ever before, and also with the underground scene. I think it's surprisingly, after all these years, it's still quite big, you know. Mm-hmm. Which is even for me a very big surprise. I have been into this scene for almost 30 years now. So it's for me to see this still going strong is nice, you know. Bands that I'm probably more related to the older bands. You know, I keep always supporting bands that I have followed for many, many years, you know. For instance, Dark Throne, you know. Mm-hmm. It's I always follow bands that I know deliver great records, and yeah, I'm a big fan of all kinds of different things. Also, bands like Vatine and Tribulation, I think it was the last cool black metal album that I bought, and also the latest, the Master's Hammers album that came out last year was really great. Yeah, so I still try to pay attention to what's going on in the world of underground, and but there is no secret that I also enjoy listening to a lot of different styles of music, you know. So I also find inspiration in many different styles of music, not just black metal, you know. Mm-hmm.
You've announced that a new Dimmu Borgir album is in the works, and it has been that way for a while now. It's gonna be the longest gap between studio albums yet. Again, can you give us a little bit of context of what caused such big delays?
The thing is that, you know, we can only be at the one time at the place, you know. We cannot be everywhere. And when you're a band, as a Dimmu Borgir, you there is always a lot of work to be done, you know. If you either make music, or you are out touring, or you do the business side of the band, or you do the creative side of the band, it's a lot of hard work. And and for this time, we don't want to rush anything, you know. We want to do good products, and when we release an album, we want to be satisfied and to release something authentic and great, you know. There is no reason for us to just record an album, play live and record an album, you know. It's like, you know, it has to come naturally, and you cannot force inspiration, you know, or you cannot force to be creative, you know. It comes naturally. Mm-hmm. And we do what we want to do, and you know, if people like it, that's great. If they don't, then whatever, you know. So yeah, it's been a while since the last album, but you also have to take into consideration that after we released Abra album in 2010, we've been touring the world several times. Europe, America, summer festivals, South America, Japan, Australia, and all these things, you know. There's a lot of things to do in a connection of an album release. So, and the time is flying, and you have other priorities. We have families, we have kids, and you have to kind of find a balance that works, you know. And today, after being around for all these years, we are not in a hurry to do anything. We do what we want to do, you know. And it's just needs to come naturally, so to speak, you know. Mm-hmm. So I've been 7 years since the last album, but if you think we have been lazy, then think again, you know.
No, personally, I don't. you told me earlier, and you sort of answered my next question, that we can expect anything out of Dimmu Borgir, okay? So part of my next question is answered. But okay. can you tell me how close are we to the next Dimmu Borgir album, to its release? Can you give us a hint?
Yeah, I don't want to reveal too many details, but I can tell you we have been working now 2 years to complete this new album, and it's ready right now. So it will be released during 2017. I don't have an exact release date, but it will be out at least in fall, I think.
Awesome.
And that's the plan we have. And right now we are working on all the plannings for the future. So it's a lot of work to be done, but hopefully we will have it out in the fall. Awesome. So it's also a record that we are very, very proud of. It includes elements from our whole history throughout 25 years. Musical riffs that are very much linked to our previous albums. It's also a lot of symphonic, emotional, dark elements, and it has also a very presence of primitive black metal and everything. So it's a good combination of what Dimmu Borgir is known for, and I don't think the Dimmu Borgir fans will not be disappointed this time. I think it turned out really great, and I'm very, very proud of it. So
I am delighted to hear that.
Cool.
Last question. Is there any chance we might see you guys in Greece in the upcoming tours?
Yes, I hope so. I really hope so. We are also working today, these days, to work to put up a plan for 2018. So hopefully, sometime in 2018, we'll be back in Greece again for sure.
Okay, can't wait.
I will at least try to make it happen. Yes.
Yes, I hope so. You make it.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. I don't have any other questions. I wish you guys the best in the release of the DVD. I can't wait for the album, and I hope I see you in Greece soon.
Yeah, hopeful. Thank you so much for
Yeah.
your support, and I'll see you in Greece maybe. Yeah.
Yes, thanks a lot. Bye.
Okay.
Cheers.